I think one of the reasons why there is a greater prospect than there's been for a political transition is actually Russia's intervention in Syria. Of course, Russia had always been there supporting Assad, and it's long been in Syria because it was its one foothold in the Middle East, and that's what it sought to preserve. But when it went in much more heavily and directly militarily, two things happened. One, it increased Russia's leverage over Assad. He owes them for getting him out of a really urgent jam. But at the same time, it has increased the leverage of the conflict over Russia. And by that I mean that I think the Russians are recognizing that they can't sustain this, that it would be very dangerous of them to pursue what they're doing. First, there's an expenditure of resources that's significant at a time when their economy is hurting. But much more significantly, having intervened the way that they did, that is, defending Assad as opposed to going after ISIL, they are now perceived as being in alliance with Bashar al-Assad, with Hezbollah, and with Iran. And for large segments of the Muslim world, the Sunni Muslim world, that is profoundly objectionable. And so their efforts to develop better relations with the Gulf states are in jeopardy as a result of this. Their own Muslim population, roughly 15% of the Russian population, is Sunni. There is a real danger that the perception that they are propping up Assad, who is using horrific force, including barrel bombs, against a Sunni Muslim population, the Russians risk reopening that can of worms. And their own efforts on the ground have actually not done much. Despite the onslaught of Russian air power, they have the regime has taken virtually no territory. So I think they have a much greater interest than they had, ironically, before this intervention in finding a political way forward. And I think that explains why they have been more helpful in this process of all of our countries getting together to see if we could agree to a transition.